You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And I welcome you back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. I'm your host, Paul Esposito, having a great time here this week in a text that I have a keen interest in, and I get excited teaching it, and I love teaching here Revelation chapter 11 and chapter 13. We're in chapter 11 right now. You're listening to WGOD. Maybe you've been following here all week, and we're really in an exciting portion of Scripture here. We haven't even got to the two witnesses, and now it's already, around Thursday or so. This is our third day into this. Matter of fact, it is Thursday if you're hearing this on the radio, and if it's Thursday, you're invited to Island Community Church at 6 o'clock tonight. As we look at someone known in the Bible as the false prophet. Now, it's not just me who calls him that. Revelation chapter 19, verse 20 calls him that. As this guy gets thrown into the lake of fire, the Bible calls him out by name, the false prophet, who, by the way, I believe is going to say his name is Elijah. All that and more tonight, 6 o'clock. 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, or stay tuned. You'll hear it here on the radio here early in 2015 as we get to chapter 13. In the meantime, we're looking at the two witnesses here, Revelation chapter 11. I made the comment in these last couple programs, certain things had to happen first before the Lord Jesus Christ would return. Not could return, but would return. Big difference in those two words. Could, meaning he's limited, and he's not limited, he's God. Would, yes, because all of his word is fulfilled. Every promise will be fulfilled. Every scripture will be fulfilled. Every Bible prophecy will come to pass. We left off here looking in the last couple programs at Paul's description of things that had to happen first. The falling away had to come first. The man of sin had to be unveiled, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, so that he sits as God, listen to this now, sits as God in the temple of God. Right where we're at here today. We're looking and waiting for a rebuilt temple in Jerusalem. That's the second place now I just gave you, a promise of a rebuilt temple. Don't spiritualize that. Temple does not secretly mean something else. It means a physical building in Jerusalem. He sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Matthew chapter 24, verse 15, Jesus gave this warning. He said, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, it's the temple. We're waiting on a rebuilt temple. This is going to happen before the Lord Jesus Christ comes back. However, it doesn't take all that long to build a temple. It doesn't really change anything. It won't take 46 years like it took the last time when Herod rebuilt the temple. 46 years, it's not going to take. I remember here a couple of years ago, this man's house here in Merritt Island, hundreds of people got together and they rebuilt the man's house, the whole thing from the ground up, practically in 1 week. How much longer will it take for people to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem? not 46 years. Won't take all that long to see this prophecy fulfilled. So, again, Revelation chapter 11. Now, a reed was given to me like a rod, saying, rise up and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship on it. But leave out the outer court of the temple and do not measure it. Measure it not, because it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will trample the holy city for 42 months. There's that word again, that key time period, 3.5 years. Now, let's finally move on to verse 3 today. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. If anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. If anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this way. Could you imagine that? All right, now the tribulation, we believe, is 7 years. We believe this period of 7 years is neatly divided in two. The two witnesses prophesy for 1,260 days. It's exactly 3.5 years. The Antichrist rules according to chapter 13. Now, let me get that. Chapter 13, let me read the verse to you. In verse 5, it says, there was given unto him, speaking of Antichrist, a mouth speaking great things in blasphemy, and authority was given to him to continue for 42 months. Antichrist rules last half of the tribulation period, 3.5 years. Two witnesses prophesy for 3.5 years. That's what it says here in the Word. There's no reason for us not to take this number literal. It's down to the last day. We have it here down to the last day, 1,260 days. Then it says, these are. Now, this is the clue here for you to figure out who this is. It says, these are the two olive trees and two lampstands that stand before the Lord of all the earth. Now, I don't have time to get into that here today, but what you need to do is you need to read Zechariah chapter 4 for more insight on this. What the author is saying here is that these are the same two guys that were around 500 BC, 400 BC, in Zechariah's time is what he's saying. These are the two olive trees. This is the same two dudes that the prophet Zechariah saw almost 500 years earlier. So what does that mean? That means that these two guys are supernatural, A. B, they're not just people that are alive in Jerusalem at that time. There's more to these guys than meets the eye. They're not just Mr. Smith or Mrs. Smith and Mr. Jones, who are just gathered there to go up and tell people about Jesus. The author here is saying these are the same two guys that were around way back in Zechariah's time, the last time, funny enough, the last time that they were rebuilding the temple. I think it's around 450 BC, the last time that this happened, there was a fight. It says that there was a fight between Satan and Zerubbabel when they were rebuilding the temple. Well, the same two guys that were standing there back in that time are the same people. That's what he means by this when it says these are. He's telling you who it is. Now, we still don't know who it is, but we know that their existence has continued. We know that they're supernatural beings. And we're going to see here that they can die as well. But let's move on here now. Verse 5, it says, if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. If anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this way. Can you imagine that? If anyone wants to harm them, fire comes out of their mouth. Now, again, this is reminds me of Elijah. You know, there's lots of speculation on who these two guys are. And I like to just teach the word to you, leave the speculation, because people have been speculating for years. But these references to fire, they really, they, they do sound very similar to Elijah. Elijah was the last one who was dealing with fire like this. Elijah was the last one to call fire down out of heaven. You can read that in 1 Kings chapter 18, around verses 37 and 38. Elijah called fire down out of heaven to consume the sacrifice there with the 400 prophets of Baal. Also, it says Elijah was sitting on a hill once, and the king sent a commander and 50 people to come and take him down. And he said, if I'm a prophet, then fire will come down here and consume you all. And it did, and it happened twice. So this is eerily similar to things of Elijah as well. Also, notice here, verse 6. Another reason to think that this reminds me of Elijah. Now, remember what the Bible tells us about Elijah. You can go to the Lord Jesus, I think it's Luke chapter 4, verse 23, and you can go to James chapter 5, verse 17, where James says Elijah was a man with like passions as ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the earth for 3.5 years. Key number. Also, it's key to show you that you need to take this number literal. Let me prove that to you. Now, history repeats itself. Ecclesiastes 1:9 says there's nothing new under the sun. Show me anything that's new. Was this number literal the first time? That's my question to you. Where James says this man, Elijah, was a man with like passions as you and I. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3.5 years. My question is, was that fulfilled literally or not? The answer to that, yes. So why will it not be fulfilled literal this time? And that brings us to the next verse. And another reason why some people think that this man is Elijah, it's a strange thing that Elijah didn't die. It's written in Hebrews chapter 9, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this to judgment, everyone dies in this world, except two people. The first you can find is a man way, way back in Genesis chapter 5, around verse 24. His name was Enoch. Enoch walked with God for a couple hundred years, and then it says he was not, for God translated him. For some reason, Enoch didn't die. The second man was Elijah. You can read in 2 Kings, I think it's around chapter 2 or so, where it says a chariot of fire came and took him away, and Enoch did not die. Why? There's got to be a reason why these guys didn't die. Now, in chapter 11, verse 6, let's wrap it up with this verse. These men have the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. And we'll get to the end in our next program. Think about that. These men have the power. These men have the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. Question: how long is the days of the prophecy? Answer, 1,260 days. Let me leave you with this question today, friend. What happens if these guys show up here tomorrow? Now, tomorrow would be Friday. What would be Friday, the 12th of December. If these men show up here tomorrow, what does that mean? That means you can get out your red pen and you can go and try to find a calendar that goes 3 or 4 years into the future, and you can go to December 12th, 2015, 2016, 2017, and then go 6 more months and circle the day on your calendar is the next time you're going to see rain on the world. But then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, is going to be a man riding into town with a great big cooler of Zephyr Hills. All the water that you want, all you got to do is one little thing. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon here on WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD